Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes. Let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 31 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of July 25th through July 31st in the great American Old West? July 25th, 1853. A group of the newly formed California Rangers shoots it out with a band of armed Mexican men near Pinoche Pass in San Benito County, California. Two are captured, and two of the three killed are claimed to be Joaquin Marietta and Manuel Garcia, a.k.a. Three-Fingered Jack. The head of the one presumed to be Marietta was toured throughout the state seeking positive identification so as to claim the rewards. It made good money at a dollar a view as well. Jack's hand, preserved in alcohol, secured the reward for his demise, added to the show. Both artifacts were lost in the 1906 San Francisco, California earthquake and fire. July 26, 1865. Ada County, Idaho Sheriff Big Dave Updike and three other outlaws robbed a stagecoach bound for Salt Lake City and Port Neuf Canyon, taking some $86,000 in gold. In the melee, the stage driver and a passenger were wounded, and four other passengers were killed. The loot, subsequently buried and lost, became the lost Port Neuf Gold. July 27, 1895, the Baltimore Morning Herald wrote, quote, "Butchered by Bannocks, an awful massacre at Jackson's Hole. Troops are too late. Men, women, and children killed. Not one escaped," unquote. Well, a perfect example of journalistic hyperbole of the times. Here's my short distillation of the Bannock War of 1895 in Wyoming. This was the usual white man wants what the Indian has, but with a new twist. The land, of course, but this was also about elk. In the beginning, the Indians ate elk and used teeth for the craft trade, which grew, driven largely by whites. White hunters forced legislation that turned Indian hunters into poachers. Some were arrested, but were usually released over local jailhouse economics. The Indians all went back to the reservation, having injured no one. One old blind Indian was mysteriously killed. Racehorse, one of those who was arrested and who was to stand trial, was cleared when the Supreme Court declared Indians were not subject to the poaching law on Indian land. End of war. June 28, 1874. Near Caldwell, Kansas, a large posse of nearly 150 men were bent on rounding up a gang of horse and mule thieves operating in the area. After a shootout of several hours' duration, William Bully Brooks and two others were taken. The two were released, but Brooks was taken to the county jail at Wellington, Kansas, and confined with two members of his profession already behind bars. July 20th, 1874. The distraught wife arrived from Caldwell in time to watch Wellington, Kansas vigilantes visit the local jail and present to Judge Lynch three resident horse thieves. Her husband, William L. Bully Brooks, and companions L.B. Hasbrook and Charlie Smith. Hasbrook and Smith were quickly gone, but poor Bully danced for a while. July 30th, 1884, James Miller, that's Killer Miller to be, takes his first victim, brother-in-law John Coop. Coop was shot in the head while sleeping on his porch after a disagreement with the teenage Miller, whose life sentence was voided by a technicality, this in Plum Creek, Tennessee. July 30th, 1909, a strikingly beautiful woman, likely Etta Place, attempted to secure a death certificate from the American Legation at La Paz, Bolivia, under the auspices of one Frank Aller, who was then the U.S. Vice Consul for Antofagasta, Chile. Her stated purpose was to settle the estate of Harry A. Longenbaugh, the Sundance Kid. Unsuccessful in this endeavor, she disappears from history, leaving behind one of the finest mysteries in the Old West. Who was she really? What happened to her? She was certainly at one time involved with Butch Cassidy, but where did she come from? Was she a prostitute? A school teacher? She certainly wasn't Queen Anne Bassett, as some believe. Even the Pinkertons couldn't find out the truth. Look up this legend and follow the convoluted tale that leads only to speculation and contradiction. This was Program 31 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle. I'm inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.